You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man. Welcome to Johnny Taco's All-Stars, of course, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. For the next couple of hours, we'll have some fun. I mean, some real fun. We'll talk sports as well. Of course, some of the topics we'll bring up. Marshawn Lynch, Unplugged. That's right, the newest Oakland Raider, the MVP. In Oaktown, we'll talk with Marshawn Lynch in depth, of course. Reggie Jackson, hour number two, Mr. October. We'll talk with Mr. October and see what makes Reggie Jackson tick. And, of course, the USC off in rolling tonight, the USC heavyweight championship on the line. As I speak, Stipe Miocic and Junior Dos Santos still taking place in Dallas, Texas. The Major League Baseball scores, the NBA playoffs, the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals. It's all happening here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hit our text line up, 415-275-1613. That's our Sports Byline text line, 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Taco Man live on Sports Byline.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
The Trump administration has been in chaos after the president's shocking decision to fire FBI Director James Comey. And today, Trump spoke publicly for the first time about that decision, contradicting everything his White House has said since Tuesday. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Even putting aside the substance and the suspicious timing of the Comey firing for a second, the optics of the last 48 hours have been a disaster for the White House. For one thing, there's the fact that Russian officials are publicly defending Trump, as Vladimir Putin did yesterday when a CBS reporter was able to catch him before a hockey game in full gear.
How will the firing of James Comey affect U.S.-Russia relations?
There will be no effect. We have nothing to do with that.
President Trump
is acting in accordance with his competence.
In accordance with his competence? Is it me? Or was Vladimir Putin just a little sassy? The weirdest part of that interview, though, was when Putin seemed to suggest that the reporter should come play hockey with him.
What about us? Why we? You see, I'm going to play hockey with the hockey fans. And I invite you to do the same.
I'll be here. I'll be watching. Thank you very much.
Never has an invitation to play hockey sounded so ominous. Although anything would sound ominous coming through that grinning translator. Please, join me for an afternoon of macrame. We will make each other friendship bracelets. Now, if it seems like Putin's enjoying himself, it's because he has a lot to be happy about. On Wednesday, the day after Trump fired the man investigating him over his ties to Russia, Trump met with two top Russian officials in the Oval Office, including one who's been at the center of several damaging Trump-Russia stories. Look how chummy this meeting was. For the very first time since the election, Trump seemed so very happy.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
I think at this point, Trump is Russia's Norm. The goal! Now, if this meeting seems brazen, there are also the details of who specifically Trump was meeting with.
Today, the White House hosted Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, and more notably, its ambassador to the United States, Sergei Kislyak. The same Sergei Kislyak, ambassador and Russian spy, with whom General Michael Flynn had discussions and then lied about it.
In fact, that guy, Sergei Kislyak, is the same guy Attorney General Jeff Sessions had a meeting with during the campaign that he failed to disclose during his confirmation hearing. How could you forget meeting this man? He looks like they fished the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man out of the East River. So the White House has been engulfed in chaos. In fact, just to give you an idea of how crazy things have been, when this news first broke on Tuesday night, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer was outside the White House near the TV sets where the correspondents do their on-camera reports. But Spicer did not want to be on camera himself, which led to this bizarre anecdote in the Washington Post, and this is really what they wrote. Spicer disappeared into the shadows, huddling with his staff near a clump of bushes and then behind a tall hedge. He spent several minutes hidden in the bushes. I'm gonna go hide in the bushes so the reporters can't find me. Wait, what's that rustling sound? Oh, God! Apparently, Sean Spicer forgot the immortal words of the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
I say, America, stay out the bushes.
Isn't it fun, with no context, to try to remember what that could have been about? But apparently, someone in the White House complained to the Washington Post about how they described that episode, because this truly amazing correction was attached to the article yesterday. This story has been updated to more precisely describe White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer's location late Tuesday night. Spicer huddled with his staff among bushes near television sets on the White House ground, not in the bushes. I wasn't in the bushes, I was merely among the bushes. You know, like they accepted me as one of their own. And when the White House is clarifying the press secretary's position in relation to bushes, it's important to remember America is both among and in deep. And then There's the president himself. When a president makes a decision as momentous and controversial as this one, you'd expect him to explain his thinking publicly to the American people. But Trump only spoke out publicly for the first time today, 2 days after the news came down. Before that, all we had were his early morning tweets attacking Democrats. In fact, this is how Fox and Friends, his favorite TV show, reported on those early morning tweets yesterday.
President Trump is awake.
They report on the president the same way the Japanese press reports on Godzilla. He is awakened. We must flee. Now, since the news broke on Tuesday, the White House has argued that Comey's firing had nothing to do with the Russia investigation and that it wasn't even Trump's idea. They argue Trump made the decisions on the recommendation of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who wrote a memo criticizing Comey's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway tried to make that argument on CNN, but I'm not sure it was all that convincing, given that she didn't actually seem to know how to pronounce his name.
Now you're criticizing Rod Rosenstein. Could it be that the reason that Rod Rosenstein wrote the report had nothing to do with that? It has to do with, quote, "I cannot defend the director's handling of the conclusion of the investigation."
That is his conclusion. People can read it for himself, and his name is Rosenstein, by the way.
Well, that's great.
I'm sorry I got it wrong, but I was out late last night because I wanted to see Bruce Springsteen. Can't blame Kellyanne. She's never been a Einstein. So, that was the White House's story. It was the Deputy Attorney General's recommendation, not Trump's idea. At least, it was their story until today when Trump gave an interview to explain his decision to fire Comey by contradicting every argument his team had made on his behalf, saying the whole thing was his idea.
What I did is I was going to fire Comey. My decision. It was not...
You had made the decision before they came in the room.
I was going to fire Comey.
In your letter, you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well,
so
also,
you had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless of recommendation.
So there was really room.
He made a recommendation, but regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
So he just admitted everything the White House has been saying since Tuesday is a lie. Trump's ego is so huge, he can't even let somebody else have the spotlight in his alibi. He's like a Scooby-Doo villain. That's right, it was me. I was the ghost in the amusement park. Now, as you may recall, Trump also included this very bizarre paragraph in his termination letter to Comey. I greatly appreciate you informing me on 3 separate occasions that I am not under investigation. Trump said in the interview he had specifically asked Comey if he was under investigation, but then added that actually he didn't need to ask anyway because he already knew he wasn't being investigated.
Did you call him?
In one case, I called him. In one case, he called me.
And did you ask, am I under investigation?
I actually asked him, yes. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know, am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation. And at that time, he told me, you are not under investigation, which I knew anyway.
That was one meeting. What was the other
two? First of all, when you're under investigation, you're giving all sorts of documents and everything. I knew I wasn't under.
I guess there's one upside to being sued as much as Trump has. He's an expert on being investigated. Believe me, I know when I'm being investigated. In fact, how to know you're under investigation was one of the most popular classes at Trump University. Also, can we go back for a second to Trump's description of what he said on the phone to Comey?
I said, if it's possible, would you let me know, am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
He sounds like he's afraid to ask a girl out on a date.
Would you ever consider going out with a guy, tiny hands, maybe wealthy, maybe not, huge liar? Write yes or no on this piece of paper.
So, the White House story on why and how Comey was fired has now completely fallen apart because while Trump contradicts his own White House, we're also getting more reporting on what was really going on behind the scenes. For example, the New York Times reports that there was a growing divide between Trump and Comey over Trump's false claim that Obama had him wiretapped, a claim Comey has publicly debunked. According to the Times, Trump fumed when Comey publicly dismissed the sensational wiretapping claim. Comey, meanwhile, was flabbergasted. The president, Comey told Associates, was outside the realm of normal, even crazy. I like how Comey started with a more flowery term of art and then just settled on crazy. You see, the president doesn't exactly have all his wits about him. He's not exactly playing with a full deck. He's one banana short of a smoothie. I guess what I'm saying is, my dude is cray. So the White House story on Comey has fallen apart, and the FBI director thinks the president is crazy, but at least there's one good piece of news coming from the White House.
President Trump is awake.
Oh. Maybe that's bad news. This has been a closer look.
The Taco Man Radio Show coming to you live, of course, from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Our text line, it's hot, it's happening, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We are hours away, of course, the Sunday afternoon game. The Golden State Warriors, San Antonio, coming to town, baby. The Warriors are favored by 10 points. What do you think? 10 points? San Antonio's looking pretty good of late. 211 and a half. Is the under and over. What do you like there? Anyway, next up, we're going to talk about, actually, we'll expose the personality of Marshawn Lynch. People don't think he has a personality. The guy's got some personality to him, believe me or not. And we'll look at Marshawn both in segment 3 and 4 tonight on the Johnny Taco Show. Hour number one, of course. Hour number two, we'll take a look at the world of mixed martial arts, the fact that the World Heavyweight Championship, the MMA, still lives in Cleveland, Ohio. That's right, Stipe Miocic, still the World Heavyweight Champion. You're tuned to the Taco Man Show live on Sports Byline.
People shuffling their feet. People sleeping in their shoes.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Well, he's back. The path, it appears, has been paved for Marshawn Lynch to opt out of retirement and take his talents to the Raiders. Hello, everybody. Wendy Nix, Field Yates, and Mark Dominic here with you on draft eve, if you will, round one, tomorrow night from Philly. But we start with what was likely the worst-kept secret in the league. The Raiders and Seahawks have agreed to a trade that allows Marshawn Lynch to play in Oakland. Lynch and the Raiders have agreed to a two-year agreement in place. He is at Oakland's training facility today, and pending a physical, the trade and agreement would go through. NFL Nation reporter Paul Gutierrez joins us now. And Paul, first of all, how did this happen?
A lot of due diligence, Wendy. I mean, when you're talking about Oakland and you're talking about its favorite son, I mean, I don't think it goes any further than Marshawn Lynch when you're talking about NFL football players. They've been talking for a while, and obviously the relationship between Raiders general manager Reggie McKenzie and the Seahawks general manager John Snyder plays a huge part in this. They're very tight, very close from their days working together in Green Bay, so it helps make this thing go as smoothly as possible. They just needed to get Marshawn Lynch to agree to more of an incentive-laden contract going forward. When he comes into this team, I mean, he's just another weapon for Derek Carr and for a very electric offense to try and take that next step in the AFC and challenge the Patriots. So now you got him back home in town on that offense, and I think a lot of Raider fans would be very happy that if the Raiders are on the one-yard line in the Super Bowl ready to win, I think they'd want to hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The only question is, you say he's back, and he is back in Oakland, but we know this team is on the move. In fact, they'll make one of their picks from the draft from Las Vegas. Right. So how does that news play, given the relocation?
Call it a silver and black olive branch, I guess, to the fans of Oakland. There's a lot of hurt feelings, and rightfully so. This is a fan base that's been very loyal to the Raiders, especially since they left for Los Angeles in 1982, came back in 1995. Now they're leaving them again for what feels like for good this time, especially with that $1.9 billion dome stadium about to open in 2020. Mark Davis has told me that he doesn't plan on going there until 2020 anyway, so you got a couple of lame duck seasons here, so what better way to make good on Mark Davis's promise to Raider fans that he wants to leave them with a Super Bowl before going to Las Vegas. Better, bigger, you know, big ideas, big plans there, but that's what they plan on doing.
And no time like the present. Paul, thank you. Adding Lynch to the Raiders' backfield figures to be a boost with Latavius Murray. Moving on to the Vikings this offseason, the remaining backs on the Raiders roster have combined for just over 1,300 yards in their respective careers, far below Lynch's 9,112 career rushing yards. So it looks like a done deal. We anticipated this. And finally, just as we get set for the draft, it looks like the way is paved. Why now, Phil?
Well, first of all, it's a done deal, according to Marshawn Lynch himself, who took to Twitter to announce that it's real. It's
all right.
Happened. And this sort of had to get done before the draft. Wendy, if you think about it, the depth of this class sort of stands in three positions. Cornerback, edge rusher, and also running back. And if you are the currently Oakland Raiders and you get to some place in the draft where you say, you know something, the player here could be a starter for us, and we're getting him for at least 4 years on a very small contract relative to what most veteran running backs like a Marshawn Lynch might be paid, to me, it made too much sense to get this done before the draft. And although the Oakland Raiders will eventually call Las Vegas home, this gives something to the entire city of Oakland that they can rally around. It can galvanize this franchise that right now has an otherwise jilted fan base.
Well, it's interesting. If Joe Mixon is on the Raiders draft board, and we don't know if he is, but let's say for the sake of argument he is, does this change things, Mark?
No, I don't think so. I think you walk into the draft with the same plan you already had going prior. I think the most important thing you can do here is make sure that you realize you have Marshawn Lynch, which is great, and an added boost to everything in that locker room. When he walks in the door, he changes that locker room completely. I mean, beast mode walks through the door and everybody's like, ooh, we got a little more swagger to us right now. But it doesn't stop you from still drafting a running back wherever you feel like the value is on your board says it is. So I think they do this. And I think the main reason this deal got done is Marshawn just saw Adrian Peterson sign and said, all right, I give. That's the market. Then that's what it is. Let's get this thing done. So it was good timing on that, and I think it was also good timing for the Raiders to get this deal done before the draft. But I would not alter my plans, and I don't think Reggie McKenzie will either.
In the 1960s, Galileo High School, the Galileo Lions were led by the great O.J. Simpson, right? Heisman Trophy winner, of course, and convicted. No, take it back. Acquitted murderer, but we know he murdered that lady and, of course, the waiter. Anyway, the bottom line is Marshawn Lynch is just the opposite. Oakland, California, across the bay, folks. A star at Oakland Technical High School, of course. Man, he was the man. An All-Pro five times. Five-time All-Pro. Wow. I mean, think about that. 2011 to 2014, he was just the man. In 2008 as well. But I got to tell you, he's now back with the Raiders. I mean, he's average. They talk about his 9,000 yards, 4.2 yards a carry. The man's going to be an awesome weapon for Derek Carr. I mean, Derek Carr was missing one tool last year to get to the Super Bowl. That happened to be his leg. Remember when they broke his leg? It sort of snapped the Raiders' potential to get past that title game and onto the big game. But the bottom line is now with Derek Carr healthy, of course, often and clicking. The Raiders are often and clicking. And, of course, they're headed to Vegas in a couple of years. But Marshawn Lynch, he is the glue that's going to bring the Raiders together this year. I think the Raiders will be a great team. Of course, we're going to get into Marshawn deep in our next segment here on Johnny Talking as All-Stars live on Sports Bond as we look at Marshawn Lynch and what he means to the city of Oakland, California. That's right. He threw a big big block party in Oakland. Yeah, he did. I mean, the guy's got some – he's part of the hood, man. He came back and threw this big old block party. People were like, hey, what's going on anyway? He threw a big party, and he had some celebs there, and he took a pie in the face, and Draymond Green was there, and who else was there? Draymond Green and Marshawn Lynch. Marcus Peters was there as well. Of course, that was the Kansas City cornerback, and there were some pies thrown. I mean, all in good humor, taking pies in the face, that kind of good stuff. Marshawn Lynch, a side that we don't see very often anyway. Marshawn Lynch deeper in our next segment here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Some of our baseball scores for Saturday. Boston was 6-3 winner over Tampa Bay. Seattle came up short 7-2 to Toronto. Seattle was a 5-2 winner over the Chicago Cubs. Cincinnati came up short to the Giants. The Giants won a game. They don't win too many games these days. Anyway, the bottom line is the Giants did win a game. Minnesota was a 4-1 winner over Cleveland. And Philadelphia came up 2 runs short, 6-4 at Washington. Of course, the Mets, the mighty Mets, not so mighty today. Milwaukee whooping them and Milwaukee 11-4. That's your National Baseball League scoreboard. But the bottom line is the playoffs are off and rolling. We are just hours away, of course, from the big game just across the pond, folks. I'm talking about Golden State in San Antonio. If anybody has a limited chance on stopping God's team, the Golden State Warriors, it is the San Antonio Spurs. But can the San Antonio Spurs do it? They're 11-point underdogs in game number one. Wow, 11 points in some places, 12 in another. That's a lot of points. That's a lot of points in a playoff game. I know that God's team, they're playing in heaven. I mean, at home at the Oakland Coliseum, not going to good stuff. But I just don't know. 11 points over the San Antonio Spurs. I guess if the Warriors look to make a statement, they will cover the 11 points tomorrow. More than that, of course, and Marshawn Lynch after the break. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The text line is hot. It's happening, folks. And, you know, it's quick, and you don't have to. If you're drunk tonight and you want to say something, you don't want to go on the air, or I understand, don't burp, that kind of good stuff. Anyway, the text line is hot and happening, 415-275-1613. The text line, 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man, live from San Francisco, California.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Let's go.
Hey,
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Those are the same jeans you had on yesterday.
Damn right.
It's mid-July, and Marshawn Lynch is where you can always find him in the offseason, his hometown.
I'll be damned if somebody from Oakland say that Marshawn don't come back and be in his community. Because that'll be a lie for sure.
Oakland, California. Proud. Tough. Troubled. Resilient. Those traits have carried the 27-year-old Lynch to Seattle, where the Seahawks running back authored one of the most spectacular runs in NFL playoff history.
Growing up, being from where I'm from, a lot of people don't see the light. I didn't see the light in that play. I guess you could say that run is symbolic of my life.
Marshawn Lynch grew up here in a North Oakland neighborhood called Goldenville. His mother, Delisa, worked two jobs to put food on the table and clothes on her children's backs. Her primary job was keeping Marshawn and his three siblings off the streets.
Where we lived at, they weren't allowed to go outside of the gate. I'll just put it like that. We lived in apartments where they had a front gate and a back gate, and they were not allowed outside of either one. So that's how tough it was.
If you take a couple blocks down right here, you're gonna hear San Pablo. That's where you could catch your prostitutes at. But just all through this little four or five blocks right here, I mean, all type of drug dealing going on. You know, shootings, killings.
The neighborhood wasn't the only thing in Marshawn's life that was tough. He rarely saw his father, who was in and out of prison.
He don't want people to let him down. So it's hard to get inside that zone with him. If you can get in that little zone and that little shell, you're good. He'll love you for the rest of your life. But if you let him down, he holds grudges.
Yeah, Coach T said that one thing that he saw in you early on was that if you trusted somebody, you'd do anything for him. But if you didn't trust him, yeah.
My bad, bro, but...
Why do you think you have your guard up against certain people?
I think it started earlier when moms would be like, oh, I'm finna take you over here to your dad's house. Then when I get there, my dad like, oh, okay, I'll be right back. And then you don't see that, you don't see this guy for like 2 days or something. And then after a while, you just, you build up numb feelings to that. So you start to expect like the worst out of people.
What do you think you miss not having a dad around?
I don't think I miss nothing. My mama would play both parts.
And Marshawn would play football. By his senior year at Oakland Tech High School, he was a local legend. Having earned Super Prep All-America honors and the nickname he carried for life, Beast Mode.
What does it mean when you go into Beast Mode?
I don't know. I don't know how to go into Beast Mode. You find out what's in you when they just come out.
I give the number two.
The Lynch.
It came out in the final game of his high school career.
Lynch touchdown.
The Oakland League Championship. Lynch scored 5 touchdowns.
Here comes Mr. Lynch. We got a game.
None bigger than this. Late in the fourth quarter, a run that put the game away. Pure beast mode.
Oh my goodness, Lynch. He's got touchdown.
Just watching him become a complete player in one night. Unstoppable. Best performance I ever seen in a game.
Oh my God. If my lineman wasn't so good, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
But he did know where he was going to play college football. Cal Berkeley, just 15 minutes from his home. In his junior year, he earned first-team All-America honors and declared for the 2007 NFL Draft, where the Buffalo Bills selected him 12th overall.
I didn't know what to expect. I just knew I was going to New York. Thought I was gonna be out there with Jay-Z and then when I finally landed in Buffalo, oh man, it was like slush on the ground, just finished snowing. I ain't know nothing about no snow.
He did know something about being tough and resilient, even far from home. In his first 2 years in Buffalo, Lynch rushed for consecutive 1,000-yard seasons and was selected to the Pro Bowl. But there would also be consecutive seasons of trouble. In 2008, Lynch struck a pedestrian with his car in downtown Buffalo and had his driver's license revoked. Then, in 2009, he was charged with possession of a concealed firearm. The league suspended him for 3 games.
I'm telling them, those silly, stupid mistakes shouldn't happen. I know you're human, you're young, but you got to grow up, you know.
It was a letdown. You know, it was a letdown to my family. It was a letdown to myself. And it was a letdown to everybody on that team that was holding me accountable.
It also perpetuated a certain image.
I've heard people was calling him a thug. Because of his gold teeth and his dreads and the way he talks. I've heard all types of different things.
How did you deal with that perception?
Me being a thug?
Yeah.
What I would tell him is, the perception of me being a thug, I would like to see I would like to see them grow up in project housing authorities, being racially profiled growing up, sometimes not even having nothing to eat. Sometimes having to wear the same damn clothes to school for a whole week. And then all of a sudden, a big ass change in their life, like they dream come true to the point where starting their career at 20 years old when they still don't know shit. I would like to see some of the mistakes that they would make.
In October of 2010, in the midst of his fourth NFL season, Lynch was traded by the Bills to the Seattle Seahawks.
I had known him growing up, you know, coming through high school and all that. I knew who he was and the style that he ran with, and I wanted to see if we could include that into the building of this program.
3 months later, January 8, 2011, the NFC wildcard game. The Seahawks hosting the defending champion New Orleans Saints. Marshawn Lynch's first playoff game. Late in the fourth quarter, Seattle clung to a 34-30 lead. What happened next created actual seismic activity in downtown Seattle and became the defining moment of Lynch's career.
If you wasn't in this stadium to see it and to hear it, I feel you're being shortchanged by watching the video. It was that damn loud. That was beast mode.
Man, yeah. You dove in the end, too. What was that about?
That was the stamp of the statement. With all of that shit, you got to finish it off somehow.
In March of 2012, the All-Pro signed a 4-year, $31 million extension. But he hasn't forgotten his hometown.
Bring that little weak shit back over here again, boy. I'm going to do the same thing.
Pride.
Sit his ass down.
Toughness.
Go.
Resilience.
1, 2, 3.
Family first.
That's what I'm talking about. It.
Helping kids who were like him growing up. Even trouble. On July 14, 2012, Lynch was arrested in Oakland for driving under the influence. Hours before the start of his youth football camp, he was in a jail cell.
When I was out, went right to my camp, seen all those kids' face, and it was just like, damn, I'm finna have to explain to these kids that, you know, I was in jail because I made a dumb decision.
The case is still pending, and Lynch has not been suspended by the NFL.
Well, you know what, man? I don't know what's in store for me. I don't know what tomorrow gonna bring. Only thing I could do is continue to strive to be the best me that I could be.
Now in his seventh NFL season, Marshawn Lynch carries with him all he has learned from his hometown. He is Oakland, and so is the moment that defines him.
Growing up, being from where I'm from, a lot of people don't see the light. I didn't see the light in that play. Went forward, ran into some trouble, being on food stamps, living in the projects, running head first into linebackers. Started to play football. Things opened up for me a little bit. Breaking a couple more tackles, going to jail, getting in trouble. Coming out of that. Touchdown. I guess you could say that run is symbolic of my life.
Super Bowl 2014, of course, Lynch had 24 carries for 102 yards and a touchdown. Of course, also had a catch for 31 yards. But the Seahawks will go on to lose the Super Bowl, of course, to Tom Brady and company. That's right, the New England Patriots, of course, is they failed to repeat as champions. But straight up, man, that final play of the game, Everybody remembers it. If you're a football fan, you remember it. The Seahawks and Pete Carroll, I believe, chose to pass the ball on the one-yard line instead of running in with Lynch. I mean, come on. Here was your guy. Here was your workhorse. Here were these shoulders in which brought you to the number one, I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I think it's the biggest gap in the NFL as far as, you know, major league, as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. I mean, think about it. What's been a bigger gap? Think about it. There's never been a bigger gap in the last 4 or 5 years as far as blowing the Super Bowl is concerned. Maybe the 49ers, when Colin Kaepernick called a – take that back. Yeah, Colin Kaepernick calling an audible on the three-yard line. That's right. He was on the three-yard line down there in the Super Bowl, of course, and he called an audible, which freaked the coach out. And, of course, the coach – being Mr. Harbaugh, and he wasn't too happy about that. But, yeah, he called an audible on him, not once, but twice. Two audibles, third and fourth down in the Super Bowl. So what balls Colin Kaepernick has. Speaking of Colin Kaepernick, nobody's calling him for a job. I mean, the guy can play. The guy's got some ability. I mean, wow. I mean, there are some turds playing quarterback in the National Football League, and he's not a turd. So why is he not playing? Well, you know why he's not playing. It's his diet. That's right. Everybody hates his diet. Nobody wants his diet. They don't want to supply a dietitian to him. Evidently, he's a vegetarian or he's a vegan or something like that. We don't need him around. I'm serious. That's what one of the reports said, that some of the teams weren't touching him because of his diet. You got to be kidding. If he was eating women for his diet, per se, you know, like some man-eating animal, I can understand. But, you know, he's eating vegan. That's sort of not something you'd want to dismiss somebody for. Anyway, the bottom line is NFL is dissing Colin Kaepernick big time. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The text line hot and happening. I'll go to a couple of texts after the break. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man. Scott Cuddy is the producer. You're tuned to the Johnny Taco Show, Sports Overnight America, live from San Francisco. You'd be a vision in white.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0000. 800-288-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Parker back after. Heard the footsteps of Hayes coming and got rid of it quickly. Set up around the boards and out Girardi to an open side. Plucked by Peugeot. Shoots! Scores! Rick Nash shorthanded with Derek Stepan. Here he comes. He's right in. Stepan scores!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Saturday's game, NHL playoffs. Of course, the Ottawa Senators came up short. Take that back. They're winners 2-1 in overtime over the Pittsburgh Penguins. I thought the Penguins were going to roll away with this, but they're not going anyway. The bottom line is the Ottawa Senators look for real. Bottom line is we're talking hockey, NBA, NHL, boxing, mixed martial arts, you name it. In the next hour, of course, the next hour we're going to focus a little bit on comedy as well. Got to have some fun here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks. Once again, our text line's hot and happening, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The Sunday game, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the Predators and the Ducks hooking it up on NBC. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Stay tuned for hour number two. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from the City by the Bay on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 203, and the American Forces Network. Live from San Francisco on Sports Byline, this is the Taco Man Radio Show.
USA Radio News.
President Trump says he's working to restore optimism and hope in the future of the country. He used his first commencement address as Commander-in-Chief to offer a bit of advice to the class of 2017 at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Trump says having faith is the key to success.
When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator four times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God.
It's that time of year when letter carriers join with the community to stamp out hunger. The 25th annual Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger food drive is today across the U.S. Mail carriers will be picking up the non-perishable food items that you leave in your mailbox.
U.S. Sports Pages is your absolute one-stop shop for sports news. Why spend hours researching multiple sites to find your favorite team stories when our producers go through every newspaper in the country to pick out the best articles to reduce your prep time? We also include trending topics within the entertainment industry. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll ever need to get your sports fix. Be sure to check us out today, the daily links at ussportspages.com. Again, that's ussportspages.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to LifeExtension.com/war.
Four people are dead in a shooting at a nursing home in Kirkersville, Ohio, east of Columbia this morning. Licking County Sheriff Randy Thorpe says the dead include the gunman and the local chief of police, Stephen Eric DeSario.
Obviously, our hearts go out to the family. We've had officers with the family today, and we're looking into all the things that we can do to support them and provide them with assistance to get through this situation.
New Jersey lawmakers are crossing party lines to condemn the move to privatize New York's Penn Station. Garden State legislators like Democrat Senator Teresa Ruiz were disturbed after getting a private tour of the aging Penn Station tracks that will go through weeks of repairs this summer.
It was frightening because if you're in a passenger train, I guess you don't see what's surrounding you, and it's better that way, quite frankly.
But she says control of Penn Station must not go into private hands. For more news stories, visit westernjournalism.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to LifeExtension.com/war.
Lawmakers in Louisiana are considering a proposal to require new drivers to learn how to behave during a routine traffic stop. State Senator Ryan Gatty is sponsoring Senate Bill 17.
And what Senate Bill 17 really does is focuses on, you know, just the educating the young driver on what their expectation of etiquette would be when they get pulled over by a law enforcement officer.
The proposed legislation requires driver education instructors to teach students how to act appropriately when stopped by police. It would also become a part of the driving test. Gatty says it is important for new drivers because officers are trained to watch the body language of anyone being pulled over for a traffic stop. President Trump isn't the only one delivering a commencement address today. Oprah Winfrey spoke earlier this morning at Agnes Scott College. Here's a bit of what she had to say.
There are going to be times, of course, where you're going to win a lot. A lot of things are going to go your way. And it's wonderful to bask in that adulation and to feel proud of your successes. But it's the times when things go wrong, when you fall or fail, that you're actually going to learn the most about yourself.
In the NHL, James Neal scored the winning goal in overtime as the Nashville Predators stunned the Anaheim Ducks 3-2 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. For USA Radio News, I'm Hal Nunn.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV.
Are you ready?
of a wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting Mays. Mays jumps on him. And Cepeda and Craig are at it. And Cepeda gets in a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports, Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time? Ladies and gentlemen, hour number two of the Taco Man Radio Show is on the air. Live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Johnny Taco. Welcome to hour number two, of course, Taco Man and the All-Stars. The All-Star has his night off. That's right. Zach Kentak-Young celebrating Mother's Day, of course, and I hope you celebrate Mother's Day with yours if you have the opportunity. He's taking his mother to Dodger Stadium tonight, of course, Saturday night, for the big Billy Joel concert. Big Billy Joel concert? I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Straight up. Hour number two of the Taco Man Show. We're looking hard at a great Reggie Jackson, number 44, Mr. October, maybe the greatest World Series hero of all time. We'll talk with Reggie, of course, in depth about Reggie, Mr. Jackson, the Puerto Rican, of course, that played for the Oakland A's and the New York Yankees, who, of course, came to prominence with the Yankees. But he had won three World Series with the A's before going to the Yankees. People don't realize that. Bottom line is, one of the greatest players of all time, Reginald Jackson. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Our text line is happening. Give us a text. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Boom. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Naturescapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I was expecting Seth there doing some slang, but we'll roll as we do. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live all across America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. The text line is hot and happening, and somebody thought I was a bit. I didn't give Marshawn Lynch a whole lot. I gave him all kinds of respect in hour number one. The bottom line is I presented him as he is. I mean, you can't sugarcoat Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch is not actually, you know, the guy that you want to say is Muhammad Ali or anything like that. He's a great, great spokesperson, but he's a spokesperson in a different way. I mean, after that DUI beef, he came back and he told the kids, you know what, man? I screwed up. I was in jail earlier today. It's just not cool. I'm not setting a good example for you guys. I'm really going to try to set a better example. And guess what? He has since then. Anyway, shifting gears in the world of the National Football League and, of course, in Oakland Raiders, let's talk about a man that started in Oakland. Well, yeah, he did start in Oakland. I'm talking about Reggie Jackson. Reginald Martinez Jackson, of course, born on May 18th, 1946, now 7 years old, Hall of Famer in 1993. Broke in with the A's. Man, he was a 14-time All-Star. No doubt about that. He was a cool, cool guy. No doubt about it. I mean, he was so cool around here, around the Bay Area. There was Willie on one side of the Bay, and there was Reggie on the other side of the Bay. Reggie was just so, so cool. Anyway, made his debut in 1967, of course, for the Oakland Athletics. Batted .262 over a lifetime. 2,584 hits, 563 home runs, 1,702 RBIs. And, of course, Reggie Jackson, Mr. October. I mean, who could forget what he did in those World Series, of course. But that was with the Yankees. Originally, in 1972, 73, and 74, he won the World Series with the Oakland A's. Now, we take a look at Reggie Jackson from 2013, him talking about his career and the disrespect he received in Oakland, California.
Reggie Jackson signed with the New York Yankees back in 1977. He had already won 3 World Series and a Major League MVP award with the Oakland A's. But it wasn't until Game 6 of the 77 World Series that Jackson entered baseball immortality. Reggie Jackson is out with a new book about his early years with the Yankees. It's called Becoming Mr. October. Good morning to you, Mr. October. Good
morning to you, Gail.
You know, it was fascinating to me that even the phrase Mr. October, which we think is a term of endearment, was started with sarcasm about you.
I guess you could look at it that way.
That's what you said in your book, that it wasn't a term of affection in the beginning.
That's true. Joe Garagioli started off saying autumn child, and it kind of, you know, clicked on a little bit further. And then Thurman made the comment in Detroit, I don't feel like talking about it to the press, so why don't you go down and talk to Mr. October, so.
But you said you wrote this book, Reggie, because you wanted to set the record straight about you, that you were embarrassed and upset with how you were portrayed.
ESPN did a miniseries, I guess you would call it, called The Bronx is Burning, and I felt I was vilified in the book and was kind of embarrassed the way it was portrayed. I really felt bad for several months about it, and I had a really good relationship with ESPN at the time, and I never really got past it and was uncomfortable, so had a chance to write my view of what happened, and that's what this is.
Let's go back to that night. First pitch of each home run, what were you thinking? What were you feeling? What were you looking for?
I was looking for the ball in. At the time, they didn't have the technology that the game has today to be able to, you know, get pitcher sequences and you know, what they would do, at, you know, most of the time, if you will. I'm searching for words here. But we had great scouts. Bertie Tebbets, who's, bless his soul, a guy named Jerry Walker, and, of course, the great Gene Michael, who's still around and giving me the tendencies of pitchers. And so I had great insight. I knew what they were going to do. I knew the ball was coming inside, and that really helped me for the evening. Now, the rest of it is history and God-given talent and things like that. And, you know, thanks. I was blessed for the evening, but I had real good scouting reports.
In the end, when you went to the Hall of Fame, you went as a Yankee.
Yes. I had a little difficulty in Oakland there. You know, that wasn't as accepted as I would like to have been. So I was certainly accepted by George and the Yankees and that Yankee family, and really got lucky, if you will, by being not welcomed by the A's, if you will, the organization at the time. And when I went back to the Yankees to go in as a Yankee, George had his arms wide open, as he had done so many times in his career, with people that had been with the Yankees, been with, not been with, Doc Gooden.
And before, there's also people. This, you and Billy Martin.
Yes.
Billy Martin. Been hired and fired a few times as well, but certainly it's a significant part of the book, the tumultuous relationship that he and I had. The like, the dislike, more dislike than like, if you will, my expression of it, the things I went through.
But talk about the things you went through, though, Reggie, because I thought that was very eye-opening. You talk about your locker being in a corner where you weren't surrounded by anybody, and Billy Martin taking you out of the game in the middle of an important game after telling people, watch what I'm going to do to him.
There was a lot of things that went on, Gail, Charlie, that a good friend of mine, Fran Healy, who helped me with the book significantly and spent some time with me, lived with me during a couple of the seasons, and he had said, so many things went on, Reggie, that I never even bothered to tell you. He said, because you'd have lost it. He said, you know, here's something that I found out a few years later, that he went to the mound, and Billy went to the mound to take out Mike Torres, and he said, watch this. And the guys really didn't even know what was going on, and Mike Torres said, don't do that. And then he sent Paul Blair out to get me and take me out.
Why did you two not get along?
What I had heard was that I didn't respect him the way he wanted to be respected, or treated him the way he wanted to be treated. I didn't call him over the winter when I was traded to the team. George didn't really ask him if I was the guy that he wanted. And what happened for me to get there, Thurman Munson had said to George, they were talking about Joe Rudy, Bert Campanaris, right, play shortstop. And Thurman Munson said, go get Reggie. Go get the big guy in Oakland. He's a guy. He's the SOB that we need.
Yeah. And that's Thurman Munson there.
Really?
Yeah, and then you have the whole Strawgate thing, I call it, too. It's almost like so many things were working against you, and you didn't help yourself either a couple of times.
You have to explain the straw thing.
Yeah,
where
you said, you know, where you were reportedly said, I'm the straw that stirs the drink. But you said you never said that.
I don't feel I ever said that, and I would say I did not say it. Certainly Roger Ward believes I did. He had said it so many times that he says I've lied about it.
Yes.
But I would love to reach out. I've tried to reach out to Roger and have a talk with him and say, tell me how you heard it.
But do you feel that?
Feel what?
About yourself. That you're the straw that stirs the drink.
No. I would say I was the final ingredient that helped this team get over the top and become a champion.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
Reginald Martinez Jackson, folks, a class act both on the field and off the field, no doubt about that. I mean, he had the battles here with Charlie Finley here in Oakland, California, where if he thought Billy Martin was doing him bad, man, Charlie Finley had a habit of just poo-pooing him. Of course, MC Hammer was the guy working the dressing room back then. He was working the locker room for the A's. Charlie Finley had a spy. The spy was the rapper MC Hammer. I kid you not. MC Hammer used to report back to Charles Finley with all the clubhouse gossip. That was MC Hammer back in the day. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 203. Hey, everybody out there on Sirius XM. And, of course, the American Forces Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, of course, in the All-Stars without his All-Stars. And, of course, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. If you're lucky to have a mother, God bless you, man. Make sure you spend some time, at least call your mom on the phone and let her know, hey, it's Mother's Day and I love your mom. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Let's get to the news. The White House announced yesterday that President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, yet another longtime dream that Trump stole from Hillary. He did what? Great. Great. President Trump said today that he fired FBI Director James Comey because he was simply not doing a good job. You know, if I were you, I wouldn't put it out there that you can get fired for that. I mean, just say like, I don't know, he was misusing taxpayer money. Oh, wait, no, that doesn't work either. I don't know. We'll think of something. The White House is claiming FBI Director James Comey was fired not because of the Russia investigation, but over his handling of the investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email use. Right. They're firing him for the Hillary thing. Kind of like how Jared got fired from Subway for stealing sandwiches. President Trump yesterday announced that the search for a new permanent FBI director will begin immediately. Added Trump, but at the same time, I don't want to be Russian into anything when deciding who to Putin charge. President Trump today met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Please give Vladimir Putin my best, said Lavrov. President Vladimir Putin said today that Russia had nothing to do with the firing of FBI Director James Comey, and you can tell because Comey's alive. In a resurfaced legal document, former Fox News anchor Bill O'Reilly's ex-wife claimed that she once caught O'Reilly engaging in phone sex half-naked. And believe me, there's no good answer to the question, which half? A new study has found that men are the loneliest at age 35, while women are the loneliest at 21. And finally, a retreat called Cannabliss will take place next month in California. It's a 5-day marijuana festival that lasts 10 days. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show for you tonight.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
Late Night with the great Seth Meyers, of course, NBC. Check it out, NBC Late Night with Seth Meyers. Seth, there is nobody better on TV, period, than the great Seth Meyers. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Without the All-Star... You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, is also our scores. Saturday night in the City by the Bay, Sunday everywhere else, of course, here in the U.S. of A. I am the man, Johnny Taco, is all stars, coming to you live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, of course. Wow, let's talk about the, let's take it to the phone line. Let's go to Mike. I think Mike's calling from Virginia. What's up, big time, Mike?
Johnny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, sir. Talk to me.
You know what, the interview you was playing earlier with Reggie Jackson reminds me of the guy I shoot pool with. He's a world-class pool player. Literally, he knows all the world champions, and he beat one of them 2 months ago for a fundraiser. And I'm like, I mean, he got a good personality. Can we bring it, baby? Mickey Mantle was my man back. He was a Yankee dog. Mickey Mantle was the most powerful hitter of all time. You know that, don't you?
Well, pound for pound, Mickey Mantle may have been the greatest baseball player of all time outside of maybe Willie Mays. But then again, Willie Mays took care of his body. And, of course, Mickey Mantle's greatest line was, if I'd have known how to live so long, I'd have taken better care of myself. Because he didn't take very good care of himself. He went out drinking with Billy Martin all the time. And Billy Martin was his downfall, that and the booze.
Well, you know, the vodka didn't help, but, you know, I don't know what kind of steroids he did, if he needed it. You know, when I was an athlete, we didn't do that stuff because we concentrated, we worked out, and we realized there's an opportunity to be good in sports. And I dominated motocross and basketball, which Jared will tell you about that. But the truth of it is, let's get back to the NBA, can we?
But, you know, just for steroids, just for a second, you know, steroids would have helped Mantle out back in the days. I mean, Mantle had a lot of injuries, and Mantle never got to heal because he was a superstar. They always pushed him back in the game too soon. And I sort of feel for Mickey Mantle because Mickey Mantle was a hell of a guy. You know what? Mickey Mantle, in the end, I think he had two forms of cancer. They gave him a liver transplant when he was dying anyway. So he got all kinds of props. But you got to give number 7 the props. But outside of that, number 44, baby. Number 9, we was the Oakland A's, but number 4, Mr. October, Reggie Jackson. Okay, let's talk wherever you want to talk about. Go for it.
I would still agree with you. You're not sure if you're going to win that $2 bet we had last weekend.
And
say that, you know, I'm still sticking with Cleveland. And because Kyrie Irving needs to show y'all what he's got. He has more games than any NBA player that I can think of offhand. And it's the truth. And the king is the king when he has the game. Do you hear me? Now, what you got on what Golden State, what you got?
Well, I'll put it to you like this. God's team in San Antonio, that's what we're looking at first, okay? And let's be honest, Cleveland, of course, is the big team in the East. I mean, it's going to be it's God's team versus the king. That's the way I think this is going to go down. So everything else in between is sort of like masturbation until we get to the real sexual act, that being the finals. I hate to put it to you like that, but that's what this sort of reminds me of, watching all these other games, all these other NBA games, all leading up to the eventual finals. We also know is pretty certain, that being the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And speaking of the Warriors, Mike, 25 experts picked the Warriors to beat San Antonio out of 25 experts, 25 the zip. And the best they can get is six games. But the bottom line is most guys, insiders, think they'll go in five games. How many games do you think San Antonio's going to be able to win against Golden State? Tell me, what do you think?
One, if San Antonio, if Kawhi Leonard is the most underrated player, too. We know that.
If I understand that, but
San Antonio will win, too. But okay, Durant, you remember Durant was the greatest thing since the king. You know that, right?
But no, I like Mr. Westbrook myself, but go on.
No, I'm telling the truth. I'm talking about, you know, the big stuff. Westbrook, you know, we talk about this. We can talk all day about triple-doubles. I can give you stats that you don't know about Oscar Robertson. He averaged a triple-double in his career.
Oscar Robertson, Oscar Robertson, number seven, right?
Yeah, but he averaged triple-double his career, but it will on stats, because they didn't keep stats in up until 72 or something like that. You know, I'm in the ballpark. You know me. You know, I like to tell it like it is. It's truth, baby. You know, you still got your team, but you know what? I want to see the good game. I want to see it all. Gonzaga, for example, was the best team in college, but they got beat by Carolina, didn't they?
Sure did.
So
there's a problem. All right. Anyway, all the best, Mike. Talk to you soon. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the top man, of course. Warriors and the Spurs kicking off in just a few hours here in Oakland, California. Warriors a 11-point favorite as I speak, 10 points in some other places. But, you know, I guess you got to go with the Warriors. I was thinking about that. Are they going to cover at home against San Antonio? Probably. I mean, the Warriors are just – they're phenomenal. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. And, of course, Kevin Durant was sort of like the missing link they didn't need. They already had a championship team. But, of course – a lot of people that think they went out and guaranteed themselves a championship win. Of course, the NBA is concerned here in 2017 with the addition of Kevin Durant. I think that remains to be seen because there's a lot of talent there. There's a lot of great talent, but will it gel for the NBA title? That's what it all boils down to. Like, I hate to sound like a porn movie guy, but, you know, all this other stuff is sort of like foreplay until we get to the finals. That's all it is. Basketball foreplay. It's sort of trivial. It's like watching four-round fights in a boxing match when you went there to watch the heavyweight championship of the world. Speaking of the heavyweight championship of the world, we'll be talking about that, discussing it in depth in our next segment. Of course, the USC heavyweight championship on the line. Stipe Miocic out of Cleveland, Ohio, the man that put Cleveland on the map, of course, knocking out Fabrice Verdum. Well, tonight he took on Junior Dos Santos, a former UFC champion, of course, the man that had rumbled with Cain Velasquez, knocked out Cain Velasquez in the blink of an eye, and of course, came back and lost two brutal fights to Velasquez. One so brutal, I had to turn my face away from the television from watching it. That's how brutal it was. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, but hey, You already know that. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time, 2 hours of the Taco Man Radio here live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 203, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com. I can keep going, but the bottom line is we're talking combat sports in the next segment here on the Sports Byline broadcast, and we're combining both boxing and mixed martial arts in the UFC Heavyweight Championship. What can I say? It stayed in Cleveland, as predicted here on the Sports Byline broadcast there, where you're tuned to the Johnny Taco's All-Stars, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
It starts with one thing, I don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard you try, keep that in mind, I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time, all I know.
Green finds Curry, open three, puts it in, Curry another three,
got it,
Boosler for 10 and Curry, oh my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green, back to Curry. Bang! Curry again! Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all.
Use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Oh, good right hand by Stipe. Arlovski
turn.
Again.
This could be it.
It's all over.
Wow.
Just like that.
Wow.
Stipe Miocic.
He's screaming at Dana White, give me my shot. Give me my shot. Give it to me.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization, You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOBoxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
One of the headlines on TMZ Sports, Daniel Cormier, of course, and John Jones, the light heavyweight champion and the ex-light heavyweight champion. Get this, the rematch is on, and John Jones says, I can beat you after doing cocaine all night. Yeah, well, that remains to be seen. Speaking of all night, well, he didn't need much time. I'm talking about tonight, the world heavyweight champion, Saturday night, Stipe Miocic, of course, out of Cleveland, Ohio. What's he now? 17-2, turn back, of course, the former champion, Junior Dos Santos. In less than the blink of an eye, 2 minutes and 22 seconds of the world of mixed martial arts, the very first round, of course, the TKO on punches. Junior Dos Santos, having taken those beatings from Cain Velasquez, the most horrific beatings I've ever seen administered in heavyweight mixed martial arts in my lifetime. And, of course, getting knocked out a couple of fights ago by Alistair Overeem or Overeem, call him what you want. Anyway, Dos Santos well past his peak, and I think on his way to a life of CTE. I've never seen a guy take punishment to the cranium like Junior Dos Santos has, and I wish him all the best, but I think he should retire right now, and while he can enjoy his family, enjoy them. Stipe Miocic, of course, moves on as far as the World Heavyweight Championship is concerned. As far as the upcoming challenge is concerned, he's not too sure as the direction in which he's going. But Jessica Andrade was on the card. Jessica Andrade, take that back. Jessica Joanna Jay was on the card. And, of course, she was the world champion at 115. She beat Jessica Andrade, of course, the unanimous nod over five rounds, 50-45 on two cards. That's five rounds of zip, 50-44, meaning one judge thought that Joanna Jay was so dominant in one round that she was given that round 10-8. So it was 10-9 rounds is a 50-45 score. A 1-10-8 round makes it 50-44. Bottom line is, Joanna Jay, as dominant as you can imagine, sort of like a female Muhammad Ali that can kick. That's what she sure to remind me of tonight. Or Carlos Arate, the former Mexican champion with good footwork. I kid you not, man, this chick was amazing tonight. And not that Miss Andrade didn't come to fight. I mean, she shrank down from 135 pounds to 115 pounds. She was huge for 115 pounds. I mean, just huge, but size doesn't win fights. I mean, she's young as far as 115 pounds are concerned. This is her first title shot, but as long as Joanna Jay's champion at 115, Jessica Andrade ain't got a shot. Damian Maia was the winner tonight over Jorge Masvidal. It was a split decision. Some controversy going on there. 29-28, two ways. 29-28, the other way. A split decision, meaning two rounds of one. The judges had it, two rounds of one, two rounds of one, two rounds of one. But one guy had it, two rounds of one for Masvidal, who is a monster, no doubt about that. And Damian Maia, I guess that makes it for a good rematch. Anyway, Frankie Edgar, wow, the surprise of the night. Took out Yair Rodriguez out of Mexico. I thought that Rodriguez was going to smoke him like a blunt. Well, that didn't happen. Anyway, Yair Rodriguez nearly not in the fight. Frankie Edgar, the former lightweight champion, coming back now at 145, making his mark at featherweight, a TKO stoppage in the second round. After the end of the second round, Yair Rodriguez too busted up to continue. And Frankie Edgar just looking stellar at 145. I counted him out at 145, but I had to give him some props. Him and Aldo a third time, I still pick Aldo. The second best at 145, I think, Frankie Edgar. David Branch, of course, he was winner tonight. He beat off Christian Jocko, and that was a bit of a split decision. Some people thought that Jocko might have won that, but man, nah. David Branch won that fight, clearly. Eddie Alvarez, the best fight of the night, I thought, going down on paper. Him and Dustin Poirier, both these guys hooking it up at lightweight. Well, the fight ended with controversy in the second round. Of course, these illegal knees. And Herb Dean's a referee, the African-American referee of the UFC. He's been a stellar referee for many, many years. He's been a fixture as far as the UFC big title fights are concerned. Well, you know, sometimes it reminds me of a professional wrestling referee. You know, where the guy, you know, like the Sheik has got his, or the bad guy's got a screwdriver in his hand, he's jabbing it to the other guy's face, and the referee doesn't see it, stuff like that. Yeah, that's what sort of reminds me of Herb Dean once in a while. Anyway, Herb Dean sort of missed the count tonight and missed a couple of knees, and he called it, he didn't know what to say, didn't know how to call the fight. It was eventually ruled a no contest, but it could have been a disqualification win for it could have been for Dustin Poirier because he was all busted up and he got hit when he was on the ground. But, you know, it's a big fight. Poirier's got a lot of class. Eddie Alvarez got a lot of class. They're going to do it again at 155. It was a no contest. No doubt about that. Now, back to the main event. The world heavyweight champ, Stipe Miocic. After the fight, he had a few words to say, and here's what he had to put it.
Stipe, yet another first-round finish. Somebody who got the best of you in that first meeting. Was revenge really something that was motivating you? Every time we spoke this week and we'd bring up the fight, it was like you tensed up. Your whole demeanor changed. Was this affecting you more than you really thought?
Probably. I don't know. You know, he's a super tough guy. You know, he beat me the first time. You know, nothing but respect for him. He's an amazing fighter. You know, we both went at it for 25 minutes last time. You know, I don't want to do that again, you know. But, you know, I got a good shot on him, took him out, and, you know, thank God I ended early.
Are you surprised he kept putting his back towards the fence?
Well, we were planning on that. You know, we were working on that, and, you know, as a game plan, so.
Yeah. Well, it certainly worked out for you. When you were assessing that first performance, what really did you feel like were the big factors you needed to change in order to get the result you got tonight?
Everything. My confidence, my conditioning, my cardio. My conditioning, my technique, you know, every aspect of MMA, just everything. Just fighting him, and, you know, he was such an amazing fighter, and, you know, he put me where I needed to be. You know, I want to thank him.
A lot of people thought that this would maybe be similar to the first one, this another heavyweight classic brawl, but it wasn't. What do you think of JDS as a competitor, someone you've now faced twice?
Oh, he's an amazing fighter, man. He could be a different story tomorrow. You know, it's heavyweights. You know, he hits hard, he comes flying, he doesn't mess around. And, I got a good shot in, took him out, and ended it early.
So Fabricio Werdum, we go to Alistair Overeem, we go to Junior Dos Santos. What is next? I mean, you're finishing people in the first round with ease.
My kitchen. That's what's next now. I got to remodel my kitchen now.
Remodel kitchen. Watch the Cavaliers.
Watch the Spurs lose to the Warriors, and then we beat Warriors in the finals. But whatever. We're good.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to let you have that. I'm going to let you have that one, Stipe. Congratulations. Nice. I've got to ask you, though. I know the kitchen's next, but fans are going to be mad if I don't pressure you. Do you feel like there's a particular heavyweight that stands out in your mind?
No. I just want to go home and relax now and take some time to myself and enjoy my house and my wife especially. She deserves it more than anything. Go on vacation.
Absolutely. Congratulations, champ. Thanks.
UFC 212 coming to you live from Rio de Janeiro, of course, the birthplace of the world of UFC, no doubt about that. The Gracie family, they put that together back about 1930, 1932, according to historians down there. But Jose Aldo, hometown hero, of course, the lad with the Scarface. That's right, Scarface. That's what they call him. Why? Because when he was a baby, he's like 9 months old, his face fell on a barbecue grill. Yikes. That's why they call him Scarface. He's got those scars. Anyway, Jose Aldo, Max Holloway. Holloway is unbeaten. Holloway's a stud at 145, no doubt about that. Of course, Aldo, the only fight he lost at 145 was to the king. I'm talking about it lightweight now, Conor McGregor. Of course, Conor is going to fight Floyd. That fight set in stone. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Jose Aldo defending the 145-pound title against the interim champion, Max Holloway. The winner will walk away the undisputed champion. We'll see what happens there. I'm picking Aldo, but Holloway is undefeated, and he may just pull this off. No doubt about it. Holloway is a live. It isn't even an underdog type of thing. It's like a 7-5 fight, 6-5 fight. Either way you look at it, I call it a 6-5 pick 'em. Aldo's got an edge because I believe he's fighting at home. And as a women's strawweight bout on the clown, Claudia Gadea is going to take on Carolina Kay. Carolina Kay can fight. Vitor Belfort and Nate Marquardt, a battle of the veterans. I can't believe you guys are still fighting. You've got like 55 and 60 years old each, and the rest of the card sort of sucks. So that's not a fight card that I think I'd want to go out there and buy on pay-per-view. Maybe I'd go over to Ricky's Sports Theater and pay a nominal fee to watch it on the big screen over there in San Leandro, California. Of course, Ricky's Sports Theater can be found on the web at rickys.com. That's Hesperian and East 14th Street in San Leandro, California. The number two ranked sports bar in all of America, according to Sports Illustrated magazine, Ricky's Sports Theater. So that UFC 212, June the 3rd, don't want you to buy that one. The UFC after that might be one worth buying. Why am I talking about that? Because they're not announcing who the main event is. That's right. I'm talking about July the 8th, of course, big fight week card. Cody Garbrandt's going to take on TJ Dillashaw in one of the fights. Amanda Nunes, a girl that she's gay, and she licked Ronda Rousey like a stamp. Anyway, she's taking on Valentina Shevchenko. Shevchenko's a good fighter, her and Shevchenko. And then Nunes fought once before. Nunes won a decision. Amanda Nunes is an amazing fighter. She's got great leverage. She punches from the outside. She hits so hard, she made Ronda Rousey quit. Just, I mean, I don't want no more MMA for me. Robbie Lawler's on the card. Take it on, of course, the cowboy, Donald Cerrone. It's going to be a great fight. And the aforementioned Alistair Overeem. Alistair Overeem, call him what you want, in a heavyweight contest, taking on the former champion, Mr. Fabrice Werdum. And on the card, back at lightweight, Anthony Pettis taking on Cowboy Jim Miller. Anthony Pettis trying to get back in the winner's circle, trying to drop to 145 and getting beat, not by the opponent as much as he was by trying to fight at an unnatural weight. Listen, he can't grapple at 155, so he thought he could grapple at 145, but he couldn't make the weight at 145, so that sort of sucks. Now, moving up to UFC 214. The reason why I'm moving up to this is that we talked about this a little bit earlier, of course, John Jones and Daniel Cormier, the rematch, and John Jones says, I can do cocaine all night, I can do hookers all night, and come in and beat you. I mean, he beat him pretty easily that first time, didn't he? But there were some steroid issues going into that fight, and everybody said to me, how can you say that? That was a fight where John Jones tested positive in training camp for cocaine. What are you talking about, steroids? Well, let me tell you. The testosterone level of John Jones going into that fight, or when they tested him, I think was something like an 85-year-old man. It was impossibly low for a man that's about 30 in his athletic prime, okay? Same could be said of Cormier. His T levels were very low as well. They didn't make a big stink about it, but I think that was a real story in their first fight. I'm talking about it was a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, but that was a real story. The fact that both those guys had crazy T levels, no doubt about that. But UFC 214, July 29th from the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. The main event, of course, John Jones coming back. The punk that he is, yeah, he's a bit of a punk, but best fighter, pound for pound, all of mixed martial arts, he might be that as well. Of course, taking on Daniel Cormier, the reigning champion. Cormier, of course, losing that title almost to Anderson Silva in a non-title bout. But had he lost that, that had been it. Remember, he got kicked in the ribs. He sort of faltered. He was ready to go. There was blood in the water. And Anderson Silva, being too old to know. A couple other fights on that card will be worthy, as we mentioned, the matches made. Of course, the UFC putting these cards together. But the rest of the year, not so hot. Just really not so hot, folks. Chris Weidman and Kelvin Gastelum on July 22nd. That's from the Uniondale Arena in New York City, upstate New York. So, you know, it's going to rock pretty good. Chris Weidman trying to come back. But him and Gastelum, if I was Chris Weidman, I think I'd go get a job. I mean, he's got a decent head on his shoulders. But after that last fight, the punishment that he took, man, you know, he could be, look at it this way. He keeps a couple more fights like that, he'll need a yellow bus to take him, not to school, but to the store. You know what I'm trying to say? You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Hour. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, of course. Working the boards there in the City by the Bay, my man, Scott Cuddy, our producer. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Sports Overnight America, the Taco Man Radio Show.
Take her out, cocaine. If you want to get down, down on the ground, cocaine. She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie, cocaine.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You mean a real fight? Regulation gloves? No headgear?
Correct. Marquis of Queensborough rules.
He was one of our chaps, you know.
Are you nuts?
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late.
You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
For he's a jolly good fellow, when nobody can deny.
Colin Kaepernick, not as very, I don't know, they're dogging him. According to Fox Sports One Star, I'm talking about Joy Daly, she says it's all about they're dogging him. He's being blackballed by NFL owners as a social justice crusader. I mean, come on, man, give Colin a break. Anyway, speaking of Colin, Colin's making some money. Just, you know, kick him back on that contract. I think the 49ers still have some money coming to him. But Conor McGregor's going to make some money when he fights Floyd Mayweather in November. Looks like the fight's going to go down in November in Las Vegas. Floyd's going to get $100 million. Conor's going to get $75 million. And I hope to God that Conor McGregor can step on Floyd's foot and knock him out with that one punch in the chin. Canelo Alvarez, Triple G. Of course, the big middleweight fight going to go down September the 16th. The mega fight as far as the year of boxing is concerned here in 2017. Well, it's set in stone. Canelo's already training, a guy that's been known to get heavy in between fights, already in training. He'll be shredded come September 16th. The best against the best. That's what boxing and MMA is all about. Speaking of boxing and MMA, don't forget, Ring Talk live worldwide airs Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. And, of course, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network also brings you No Holds Barred. That airs at 5 p.m. Pacific time each and every Sunday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So straight up, good night of sports. Have some fun here. I want to thank my man Seth Meyers. Of course, you can always catch Seth each and every weeknight, Monday through Thursday, on NBC right after Jimmy Fallon. He rocks, he rolls. He is the man, Seth Meyers. Till next time, keep your hands up and keep your chin down. But don't forget, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Scott Cuddy kicks ass, and so do you. Thank you for listening tonight. I am the Taco Man.